But yeah, the Ibogaine and the service dogs too. I would like to touch on that. Northwest Battle Buddies, one of their statistics that came through, one of their veterans that received a dog was on 32 meds a day. And after
32 meds a day. Every day, 32 meds.
Yep.
That's insane.
And yeah. I met people Holy when cow. I was going through that they didn't even know what the meds were they were taking were for.
Didn't even know.
No. And so That's scary. He got his cool. service dog after his 6 weeks, and now he's on one medication a day.
Wow.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners, homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Now, with it being like Thanksgiving time to reflect and stuff, what are you most thankful for?
Oh my gosh, am I thankful for? I it's cliche to say, but I honestly am so thankful for my family.
Yeah.
Yep. The support system and, you know, my kids and Chuck and like just my life. I'm so thankful to be where I am today versus 2021 where I was.
You've come a long way.
Have.
Big time. You know, we've all grown in different ways and learned new things. So for the listeners, in this episode, we have returning guest, someone who left a huge impact on not only myself, but the listeners. Back in 2023, episode 33, we sat down with Rebecca Gundrum, Navy vet and entrepreneur. I believe, 20 years in the service?
I did, 20 years 20 retired. Years.
Yep. Yeah. And now here we are, almost Christmas of 2025, and you're back.
No, it's crazy. Yeah. It's been a long time.
Great to see you.
You
I'm
too.
So glad you're back. So, again, for the listeners, she is the founder of the veteran-led apparel brand Triggered 22, a brand built around strength, vulnerability, and raising awareness for PTSD and veteran suicide. Since then, Rebecca has continued to build her mission, her business, and her personal life in powerful ways. Today, we plan to talk about, you know, Trigger 22 and where you're at, how far it's come, your family's strong military ties, and what you've accomplished since we last spoke. So, yeah, Rebecca, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us, Sully. We love listening to you. I mean, we're so glad to be a part of all of this.
It's awesome to watch, to watch your journey, right? And I'm sure you could say similar thing with the podcast here, but, like, just to see, since I first met you, and, you know, we keep at the farm show for the holidays when they have their events and everything. It's like, it's cool to see, and the people realize, like, okay, this is a great brand, a great person, a great family, right? And people want to support it. And that's what I think is so great about, like, the local community that we have.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely. The local community is so supportive, and we have grown a lot since when we started, continuing to grow and learning along the way for sure.
We do have some guests in the studio. We have Rebecca's daughter, Maya, and we have Trigger, and of course, Chuck. So we got the full house here, the full gang. And, you know, I want to just kind of jump in, Rebecca, with since episode 33, which, by the way, every guest that comes in, I share with them about that painting that you gave me. For the listeners that don't know, it is the bald eagle, the American flag, and on the other side is things that I would say everyone struggles with, but definitely veterans and active military. You want to talk a little bit about that painting and everything?
Sure, yeah. So I do a lot of artwork, and that is something that I use to help cope with my mental health. I always have done art. Painting has come a long way in my life in the last couple of years. And I would have never known if you would have told me that my paintings sell. People actually relate to them, even my dark ones. You know, I've done some very deep pieces that I never thought in a million years that people would relate to or want to purchase from me, but they do. And you're right, everyone has a journey. It's not just veterans. That's just the story I know.
Mm-hmm.
but the piece that I did for Sully is American Eagle, which represents to me freedom and the flag of, you know, what we fight for. And it has a lot of words on there, like PTSD and service and the branches of service. And what that all means is because it doesn't matter which branch or what your experiences have been, if you've had trauma or dealt with things, combat situations or whatever, you deal with something. And so I think it's super meaningful and something important to remember that, you know, you're not going through things yourself. And I think that's our biggest push or mission with Trigger 22 is letting people know you're not alone. Mm-hmm. So many people find themselves in the darkness and by themselves that we talk to. And I like to make sure they understand, like, I may not physically be there, but, you know, you can always reach out via email, but people do care. And so I think that painting represents that really well, the freedom and what sacrifices come with freedom.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And a lot of, you know, we take it for granted, but it's like, you know, because of our veterans, our active military, you know, we live the lives we live,
absolutely,
you know, and the freedoms,
yep,
that we have. So, yeah, when you had gave me that and I was like, oh, this is getting hung up right away. I took down what I had there. I bought something online, you know, I'm like, get this down. This is a work of art. And it is, it rings true whether you're a service member,
exactly,
or not, because, you know, everyone has, you know, goes through,
yes,
doubts or has struggles or stress. And then they find the courage, you know, to be their own hero in their life, you know?
Absolutely.
So I do, every guest that comes in here, I tell them about that. And episode 33, that's, you know, I this episode's what, going to be 160 some?
Wow.
I know, right? Thank,
wow,
you. I know.
That's,
isn't
amazing,
it crazy? It's,
yes,
crazy to think about. And like I said, there's been some phenomenal guests and everyone's story is so different and unique. But for, nice, me, episode 33 is always going to stick. It's always going to stick with me. You know,
I
first time
so
we met. And like I said, yeah,
yeah,
honestly. So I do. I try to spread the word as much as I can.
Thank you.
And yeah, thank you. You know, so let's catch up. Where Triggered 22 going? How is things personally, professionally, since back in 2023?
Yeah. So we're still doing clothing. So we sell apparel, shirts, blankets, hats, beanies, you name it. But the reason behind the merch isn't just the merch and, oh, there's a cool dog on here, which is my service dog, by the way. But it's what it says and the statements and things on them. So the whole purpose behind that is to have a conversation. So what we find is a lot of people will come back to me and say, hey, we love your t-shirt, your sweatshirt's really good material and all this, but guess what? Somebody came up today and they ask about this, and guess what ensued? A conversation. And then sometimes tears are shed, or sometimes they bring their person back to us and they buy merch from us because it resonates so much with people and our mission. So that's the biggest push with why we wear the stuff, is so people talk about it, because the biggest stigma is silence,
mm-hmm,
and it's not working. And so how can we take that out and start to bring light to this? And it's a serious and it's a very sad subject, but one that needs to be addressed. It's, you know, everything that has been done in the past, from Vietnam, where my father, you know, was booed when he came home, until where we're at currently. We still haven't learned how to bring members home. We've taught them how to, you know, be in combat and serve their country. And we're proud to do so and have no regrets on that. But how do we come home and then, you know, reignite and be part of society again, you know, without feeling like, you know, a burden?
Yeah.
And so that's what the whole idea is behind my merchandise, and why it's important to wear the shirts and hats and stuff. They're awesome and they're great quality. They have Trigger on every single piece. Is super personal to me. I create all of these. I get them made professionally, but all of these are my design, or my kids help make them up, or other people. So I'm always asking for input. So it's a community, mm-hmm, thing. It's not just Rebecca. And yeah, so it's come a long way in that. But what I found was so incredible is people will come back to these shows that we do out in town just to see our stuff and what's new. And it's so touching to me, and it brings me to tears sometimes. But we also do places like the Lebanon VA.
Okay.
Now, we've been there for about a year or 2 years now. And those nurses and the people that are there are so engaged in what we are doing and supportive. In fact, that we were told that if they can't wear scrubs or they don't want to, mm-hmm. triggered shirts are what they're allowed to wear.
Nice. Whoa.
So it's growing. And the fact that the people at the VA wear those, the staff, it resonates to these veterans, you know, because they're like, oh, they support what I'm going through or what I'm feeling. Right.
Yeah. That's awesome, because it's like, okay, if you're not going to wear your scrubs, you can wear an approved Triggered 22 piece of apparel. That's awesome.
So cool.
And then again, it resonates with, you know, the veterans, the service members, like, you know, because you're not forgotten. You're not alone.
Right.
And, you know, I think, you know, again, like I mentioned, it doesn't matter if you serve or not.
Exactly.
People feel that way. So it's nice that you said you have a community, building a community. And you've mentioned Triggered 22 has grown so much since 2023. What would you say so far of your accomplishments you're most proud of?
When a customer comes back to us to tell us the story of how something that they bought, whether it's one of my paintings or merch, has changed something or made something better in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, some of these stories that we get, like Sully said, have nothing to do with veterans. It's just depression, anxiety, mental health issues, which some of my paintings stem right from that. I had a piece that I did, and this lady came up and she said, this really reminds me of my grandson. He was only a teenager at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But really bad mental health. He was struggling.
Yeah.
And the painting was super deep, super sad, very whatever. Well, they came back the next day and they purchased the painting. I discounted it for them because I felt like, you know, this is something that this young man needed. So year goes by and I see the mother of this young man and his grandmother come up to me, and he is now serving in the United States Marine Corps. The picture didn't change his life, but they said he still has it on his wall as a reminder of where he came.
No way.
So when I hear things like that, or people come in and tell us stories about, like, I'm like, that's what keeps me going, because it's hard. It's a very stressful and sometimes can be very emotional job. And path that I took, but it keeps me going because it matters and it's helping people. And I want people to have the same opportunity to be healed or at a place of peace in their life.
Yes.
Like I have today.
Yeah.
So I would say one of my biggest accomplishments is hearing the stories of people and it changed them in some way or helped people in their lives.
That's it, right? Yeah. Making
and I an think impact. Another piece of that is we've been invited back to the VA in Lebanon, but also Philadelphia has invited us out, Wilkes-Barre, and New York VA want us all to come sell merch.
Holy
now,
cow.
It's unfortunate I can't clone myself and be everywhere.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah.
That's a huge deal to me because that's my target audience. You know, that's who we want to help.
Right.
And the third and biggest accomplishment for me is we got to DC, Capitol Hill. About a couple months ago, one of my biggest, when I started this company in 2021, one of the things I said is I want to get to Congress. This isn't about selling merch. This is about something so much more.
Yeah.
I got the opportunity to go to Capitol Hill, and Purina Dog Chow, super huge advocate for veterans with PTSD.
I didn't know that, yeah.
Huge and wonderful. Great. Wonderful. Yeah. Company. So they
support them. Yeah,
exactly. 100%. They invited us out to DC. They paid for the entire trip for 6 veterans and service dogs, and then the trainers or the nonprofit organizations. And the mission was to pass a new bill called the SAVES Act, and it would be allocating the government or the VA, excuse me, $10 million a year to utilize to these nonprofit organizations to gift service dogs to veterans.
Whoa.
These dogs cost anywhere from $25,000 to $30,000 a dog. But the only people helping us is nonprofits, civilians.
Wow.
So what the heck?
Yeah, right, right.
So we had the opportunity. I met with probably 15 representatives myself. We divided and conquered. So I don't know how many total we met with. But it was a wonderful experience. going to Capitol Hill and sharing my story with these people, and they had no idea about some of the stigma surrounding it, or these are emotional support dogs, and you have to educate people because they're not emotional support. They're service dogs. They provide physical touch and modality for veterans, you know, and we need them.
Yeah.
And so anyways, we got to do that, and that was a wonderful experience. And so when people ask me, how are we supporting veterans? That's exactly how we're doing that. It's not just standing behind a computer and selling merch through there. It's getting out in the community.
So much more.
Yeah.
I love that because, you know, you're making a local impact. Like you shared the story with the painting and the young man that then went to be in the Marines, right?
Right.
You know, that's a local, that alone is such a huge impact. But now Capitol Hill in front of some of the decision makers that control the country.
100%.
What was that experience like for you? Yeah.
I was afraid.
Were you?
I was really nervous.
Why? Okay, nervous, I can see.
Yeah, nervous. I guess afraid. It's a word.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're one of the best. Who else, you know, should be doing it? Yeah.
People have, I think, some more confidence sometimes than I do in myself. Like, I am not a huge political as far as politics and stuff go. So when I go and I speak, even when I'm doing this with you, it's all from my heart. This is 100% who I am and what I believe.
It's real
in.
To you.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's being raw, I find, is the best way to be. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. And I would, and Purina, shout out to them, but they said, if you're going to be one of our lobbyists, Rebecca. So it went really well.
Yeah,
and I feel like it was, I know everything takes time. I'm trying to be positive, but I feel like it was really impactful.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's scary too, in the way of Sully, you're telling your story and you don't know how people are going to take that. Right. I mean, some of it's dark, and it was me and another veteran. We split us up into two teams. Like, it was two of us together.
Yeah, tell me, please. Yeah.
And we went into the offices and sat down on their sofas. And we told our stories and told how it changed our life and the impact it had. Because what does the VA want? They want numbers. Prove it to me. Prove that this works.
Okay.
We're living proof. We're here today walking. I could have never done that without Trigger in the past. I could have never put myself out there. There's tons of people walking in there. There's tunnels under there too in the Capitol. It was so weird.
Really?
But we went under the tunnels to eat the cafeteria, and it was my nightmare. It was crowded. It was loud. It was chaotic. It's everything that throws me into one of my triggers, if you would.
Yeah.
But I did it. And I knew it after we were done eating, I had a put on my brave face, and I had to go talk to these people and try to make a difference for other veterans who couldn't be there, right? We're representing you guys, and I want to do that well, because I care, and I want to help other people. And people don't know. People don't know. People don't know what they don't know, and it's our job to get it there for them. And on top of the DC trip, which was a huge highlight, one of my other bonuses that we started this year is a newsletter, and it doesn't go out monthly or quarterly. It just depends what we have.
Okay.
Yeah. But why I think that's so important is all the stuff that I learn, whatever resources I find, we put them out there. We have about 300 subscribers.
Okay.
And if you're interested in that, you can go to trigger22.com and subscribe.
I was going to say, I got to get on this. I don't know if I'm on this. Okay.
No, you probably
keep talking. I'm going to go check it out right now.
Yeah. We just need your email, but, it's a way that I can take things that we learn from either other veterans or doctors that provide services to veterans free. I don't want to keep that to myself. That benefits me in no way. But getting it out to
sharing
other people,
it, right?
Exactly, yeah, and letting them know there's other ways to get help and not to quit. So the newsletter is a really cool thing that we've started doing too this year.
I just you just got a new one. I'm in.
Yeah, there
I'm
you
in.
Go.
So,
it's really easy, right?
Well, why would you not? I mean, you know, the more knowledge you know, the more information, and you never know if that could help somebody.
Absolutely.
And just to go back to your time on like Capitol Hill, I guess when you know, because everyone gets nervous, right? Whatever it is, like I don't think I'm a very good public speaker, but yet I don't mind doing the podcast, you know.
Sure.
And I think when you're out up there, because I'm sure you get another opportunity to go and be a representative, right? So it's just remember, like, you are representing hundreds of thousands of veterans, you know? And it's like servicemen and women. So what you're doing is so powerful. And, you know, Triggered, he has your back. So it's like he's got your six, you know, just do you.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, like you said, which I think you hit the nail on the head, you're living proof, right? Like, I don't know, like it's more than a service dog. It's
that's exactly right.
It's family. It's exactly. It's somebody that's watching your six, and to not, I had no idea that just nonprofits really were the driving source of getting you with right. a companion. You know,
yeah,
with a pup.
And
yeah.
these nonprofits, Sully, are literally going out there and door knocking yeah. and asking for donations from people, which is. Thank God that they're there. Northwest Battle Buddies, thank God you guys all exist.
You mentioned them last time, I remember.
They are
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, good.
But in my opinion, you know, these veterans could benefit from a dog just like I did. And there is, in my opinion, again, there's no reason the VA can't help do that. And I know it's a process, but if they could just fund the money like they're trying to allocate to these already professionally trained service dog organizations,
yeah.
the funding is the biggest issue. You know,
right, get
and
the funding.
Exactly.
And then it goes, you know, it's everything else in place.
100%. Yeah, and yeah. they have, they'll tell you the nonprofits have like 75 plus veterans on the list. And if that's not taken care of quick enough, there won't be that many left.
Yeah. So. Which is a sad
exactly.
reality.
Exactly.
It is. Yeah.
So time is a big thing.
Let's make it happen. Like why wait? If that's what it takes, money, the procedures and the plans are already in place. Let's go.
Exactly.
You know, gosh, it gets me fired up. It gets me going. So as you're growing, you know, the brand's growing. Trigger 22, it's expanding. You mentioned VAs in Philly, which I was like, oh, wow, that's great. Then I think you said New York and
Wilkes-Barre, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wilkes-Barre, yeah. So, like, as that grows, you know, how does your mission evolve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that What tends to happen with us is when we get to places people know us, it's easy, right? Mm-hmm. Because they already know our reputation. They already know what I stand for and our mission, if you would. But when you get out there and new, especially as a female veteran that deals with this, it's retelling the story all over again. And all these new people need to know, you know, like,
yeah.
so it's,
oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a challenge because it takes sometimes chipping away, you know, at people.
Right.
But it's exactly where I honestly believe where God put it. Like, it needs to be there. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I wish there was more of us so we could, you know, brand out, you know, me or like Chuck or my parents. But the most impactful piece of all this is them being able to see Trigger and I and how we are living our life and
yeah.
not hiding at home. And we talk to so many veterans, and there's homeless veterans there. We gift them blankets like you love.
Oh, the best
and,
blankets.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I love them. I do. I got two at home for the
yes.
listeners. Yeah.
So
they're awesome.
We
yeah.
try to, even though I am a small business and LLC, like I tell people I'm not a nonprofit, but I am, it's the heart of what needs, you know, and we have some veterans that come up and I have this one specific shirt. It's a PTSD quote, as I call it. And it talks about invisible wounds. And a lot of my veterans really relate to that. And so we'll have some come up and I see them reading it and they say, when will you be back? And I tell them, and they say, because they don't have the money. And I said, what size are you? Please take this shirt and just know you are not alone in your fight.
Yeah.
Just remember that and promise me one thing, you won't quit. So I feel like if we can do that at Lebanon, being out in these other VAs would be awesome.
Huge.
Like I feel, yeah,
yeah,
huge impact.
Yeah. Because yeah. that's it. It's such a powerful message. Don't quit. You know, you're not alone. Every time you wear this shirt or put this hat on or cozy up in the blanket,
sure.
like, you know, there's people there that care for you, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, Rebecca, let's take a quick sip break. This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a garage beer. It's just beer-flavored beer. To pick back up, I know on some of your shirts is the word red, and a lot of your t-shirts are the color red.
Sure.
Can you explain what that stands for, what
sure.
that means?
Yeah. yeah. So the R-E-D and the color of the red, it goes with that, but it's Remember Everyone Deployed. And if you're a veteran, you probably know, or if you work at the VA, but a lot of people don't know. A lot of times organizations or people wear those on Friday just to show like the respect and that for those that are still deployed overseas, our military men and women, and just support that, you know, like just remember everyone deployed because
yeah.
somebody is always working and, you know, fighting for this country, you know, while we're at home with our families or, you know, at the holidays is a big thing. The holidays can be a super dark time for a lot of veterans. I put out a message on my social media to check on each other. A lot of times depression hits an all-time high, not just for veterans, but people, you know, especially if they're alone. So it's really important to do buddy checks, as we call them.
Buddy checks, I love that.
So I always think of that, too, during this time of year, because we definitely always have people out there still fighting for our freedom. So, yeah, the red is awesome. We wear Fridays just to remember that.
I love that. Wear red on Fridays.
That's right.
Yeah, remember everyone deployed.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So the future of Trigger 22, obviously you're expanding into new territories, right? New areas to spread the message, to make sure people know they're not alone. But then what's kind of your next step? I know you brought me and my father, which thank you so much, some of your new apparel. So like what's new coming up? What's some new apparel? What do you have going on?
So always coming up with new designs, and I learn these from different things, either from customers that give me great ideas, or I'll come across something that's very meaningful, or I'll get a feeling. I'm like, oh, this needs to go. This needs to be said.
Yes.
So I'm always designing new merch and sayings or phrases on them. Two reasons. One, because I love creativity and always join. But the other reason is our customers are so loyal, and they will come back and buy every piece of merch I have, especially the ladies. Shout out to the Lebanon VA. And they will literally say, oh, I have one of everything. And wow. So I always want to have something new for them. You know, I feel like I owe it to them. And and I get ideas and inspirations from all over. Also, with the newsletter, I would like to mention, we have, with those resources I was talking about. So if you don't know, but the Ibogaine therapy is coming in huge.
I was
going to
mention Ibogaine. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I am not super familiar with it. I've never done it. So I can't say from testimony, but I've had veterans tell us the story, and I have it on one of my newsletters about a Marine Corps officer that told his story. And him and his wife are trying to bring it to the Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But with that, it's like that's the kind of stuff I want to get out, because if that can help one person. Also, the ganglion block, I'm not sure if I said that completely right, but in essence, it's a block that resets your fight or flight in veterans. And we found a doctor that approached us and said, oh, here's a site. They do it for free for veterans. Military pet share. Nikki has a nonprofit. She's amazing. And she will do, when veterans become homeless or can't afford it, they will help get your dogs spayed, neutered, shots, food, not just your dog, cats too, pets.
Yeah.
But so all of these things, when you say, where's the business going? All these connections and stuff that we have come across, and the people in this community, even my hat guy, veteran owned, I use, Modern Gen Hats, which is amazing. And then also Beermont Candles for my candles, and they sell. They're amazing people. And I love keeping it with a veteran community or small, because I think that's how we move forward, working as together as a team.
As a community, as
exactly.
a team.
Exactly.
Yeah, two great companies there for the listeners. Check them out for sure, because they're great people. Ryan's been on in the past.
Yes.
Modern Gen. Yeah,
yes.
So great guy. And, you know, one of the things we talked about was some of the brands, and I know like the shirts here, actually Comfort Colors. Mm-hmm. That's a nice shirt.
They're nice
brands. So, you know, for the listeners that might not be familiar with Trigger 22, you know, definitely check out the website. I know holidays are coming up. Christmas is coming up. Now is the time more than ever. Support local, support veteran owned. And, you know, you're getting something that's quality. It's not something cheap. It's not something that's going to fall apart. It's quality. You can wear it for years, really, you know, and like I said, those blankets, I love those blankets. I'm going to stop with the blankets. I'm going to stop. But no, so like as you're selling the new merch and you're out there, mm-hmm. how do you like money wise, like how does it work? Like, you know, this is your full-time job, right? This is you.
Exactly.
And of course, also being an advocate, right?
Sure.
For veterans
sure.
and PTSD. Yeah,
yes. So all the money I make that I make off my LLC or this small company, it all goes back into the business. So I am not like making a profit off this, nor is that my goal. It really isn't. I'm 100% disabled veteran, and I also have my pension from my retirement. I did 20 years active duty. So this isn't about money to me. And I don't think it'll ever be, because my heart is too big and too invested. Like I said, if there's people in need or they can't afford, I will give. I will never deny anybody something that they need. It's just not, I can't. And also that's part of what this all is all about, is letting people know they're not alone, or that, you know, if they're struggling, that they shouldn't be able to have something that they need.
Yeah.
It definitely is. I just like to emphasize that, because a lot of people think I'm a nonprofit and they want to give this money and things. You can still donate to Trigger 22. That's fine. But I am an LLC. I started in 2021 as a small business to do that and bring awareness. I also didn't want to get into the legalities and stuff of a nonprofit and all the things that go with that. Just didn't want to, at the time, it wasn't for that. So, yep, that's how we do it. And if you do donate, just know your money is going back into the company. You can donate online if you want to, but it goes back in this company. Also, we give to Northwest Battle Buddies when we're able. So, like, sometimes we'll have little things out and people donate money to that. And then we will in turn buy the dogs if they're in need of, like Shannon will put something out on Facebook, like, we need this for the next group of dogs coming up and the veterans.
Okay.
So we'll purchase those things from Amazon or things like that. And in our community, people ask for donation baskets or things for their, whatever they have going on. I do every single time, because it's about helping the community and also about getting our message out there. So, you know, even if you take a loss for that, it's a gain.
Yeah.
You know, because you're making
an impact, and even a small impact, you know, it goes a long way. I want to take a quick snack break.
Sure.
This snack break is brought to you by Jerky Beef Jerky. When late night editing episodes for the podcast, Jerky Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go with 11 grams of protein, high quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jerky Beef Jerky. Eat, meat, repeat. So yeah, to pick back up, you know, Rebecca, you mentioned your father was a Vietnam vet. You know, a lot of inspiration from him, learned a lot from him. But then, of course, you, 20-year Navy vet. Talk about, you know, the history of your family in the service, which, thank you, by the way, you know, appreciate it.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. Yeah, my dad was a Vietnam vet. My brother was a Marine Corps vet. My nephew, Air Force veteran. And then we have some Army in there, like my niece's husband and stuff. So I have a little mesh of everything.
Yeah.
But recently, my son decided that he was going to go into the Marine Corps. So as a mom, I was like, oh, my God. But as a fellow service member, I was like, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
Go do you.
Yeah.
He did a lot of research and praying about it, you know, so absolutely supporting of him. He went to boot camp. And if anyone knows Paris Island, oh my gosh, hottest place ever in July. But he had to go in the summer. He graduated honor recruit, and he was the most physically fit Marine of his 205 Marine brethren there. So he did really well. He promoted out of there and then decided he was going to go infantry. So he did. He graduated from infantry school in Camp Geiger in North Carolina. We went down for the graduation. Super, super proud of him.
I'll say proud mama, yeah.
So proud. Yeah. Just of the man he's becoming. It's hard to see that, though, from this angle, I'll tell you. You know, being in, and now I know what I put my mom through. Sorry, Mom. It's hard. It's such a different perspective. You know, when you're in doing it, you just do. Mm. But when you're the one back at home wondering if they're okay, it's a lot more.
You worry a little bit. Yeah. It's harder than you think. And when you're young, you don't realize.
No,
you know?
Absolutely not.
Like you're just doing, you know,
and he's a boy. So there's that, but he very proud of you, Gavin. And he's doing very well. And then it just happened that my daughter, Taylor, husband is a Navy diver.
Whoa.
He is stationed down there at Camp Lejeune where Gavin is.
No way.
Yes.
Small world.
Small world. And he's actually teaching the Special Operator Marines, the MARSOC guys, how to dive. That's what he's doing.
Whoa.
So Gavin can roll over to his sister's house once on the weekends and get some good
see family, get some good eating, right? Yeah. Get off base a little bit or something, you know?
Yeah. So that's awesome. I'm so glad they're at least there together. So
And you brought a picture of him.
I brought a picture of my son.
So there'll be photos up on Instagram and Facebook, American Girl Grown Podcast, but
he's
awesome.
Doing really well, and
good.
Yeah, just thank you to all the military men and women serving out there today. We really appreciate your sacrifice and thank you for what you do.
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, 100%. Thank you all. And you know, with having such a rich family history of service men and women, you know, how do you now, being a veteran, a business owner, how do you balance it all? You know, and you still are navigating your own emotions with PTSD and such.
Absolutely. Yeah. Faith is huge. That spirituality for me that I probably lost a little bit in 2021 has definitely come full-fledged. So that gives me a lot of strength. And there is times where I don't know. And like I tell people, I don't know necessarily, and I'm not going to quote it, but I don't think there's a cure for PTSD. I do think there is ways to live better with it, and something you just accept. And so take it day by day, you know, and if you can't, you just don't that day, you know, come back and do it again tomorrow.
Right.
But yeah, and just pushing through. Like I said, I see these people and the impact it's having on people, and you know, someone's got to do it. And I really feel led that it's me and wanting to help and stuff. So, you know, I still go to mental health. I've been in 6 years. I'm a huge advocate for mental health or whatever your journey is. Like, that's fine. But it really helps me. The EMDR therapy has really helped me. And, like, all those resources I put out, I'm hoping they help somebody. You know, nothing against medication at all, but that's what the VA pushes. And it's not for everybody.
Right.
And so we'd like to just open that up, tell veterans to know there's other options, even service dogs. One of my newsletters covered that. With different organizations and how to go about doing that. You know, people don't know. Huge advocate for anything that works for you. I'm a huge advocate of that. Healthy releases and things like that. Taking it a day by day and giving yourself breaks sometimes. Like, it's okay. And you know, people say, like, I'll be in the public setting and they're like, oh, you're cured. No, it's just a good day. I still have my bad days too.
Right.
You know?
And everyone does, you know, but some days are better than others. Like you said, there's always tomorrow. Just get up and let's get after it the next day.
Exactly.
You know?
And just be good to yourself. You know, you deserve that. And you have to be kind to yourself. And I would say the biggest thing too is advocate for yourself. People just want to take what they're given, but you have to advocate and fight for you. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 100%. I mean, just that's what keeps us going. And when I see these different things and the effects of it all, it really makes it worthwhile. And I love what I do. Yeah. I love it.
And again, to go back, you know, like when you all came into the shop here, you know, just seeing Trigger, I'm immediately felt happy 100%. And good, you know. So, like, how can a service dog not help? Like, instead of pushing medicine, look for other routes, other alternatives. And you had mentioned Ibogaine, and I listened to another podcast, Sean Ryan, the Sean Ryan Show.
We do. Yep, we listen to that too.
Phenomenal podcast. Oh my gosh. You know, Aspire, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But he had on some guests on his podcast that talked about Ibogaine. Yep. Now, you mentioned someone, and I'm drawing a blank.
It was a Marine veteran we met at the VA, actually. And he was a Marine Corps officer. He retired as well and did his full term. And he was really struggling, he told us. Now, this is his story. And like I said, if you want to subscribe to my newsletter on there, go ahead. We will send it out to you if you want the old one. But he told his journey and how much that has helped. I also knew a friend from high school. He went into the Army Rangers. And a couple years ago, he said, can I call you? And he talked to me about his journey because he was going down a very, very dark, bad path. And right now, it's in Mexico that you can do this, and it's you pay. Some of these places offer it free for veterans to come and do it, and thank God they do. But the U.S. won't legalize it yet. So that's what these guys, like this Marine Corps officer, they're fighting for, to legalize in the U.S. And I say, why not? If it works for people and they want to sign a waiver that they're willing to do that, it's not just like, here's a pill and go. It's all structured and done out, you know.
Right, yeah.
But the Ibogaine and the service dogs too, I would like to touch on that. Northwest Battle Buddies, one of their statistics that came through, one of their veterans that received a dog was on 32 meds a day. And after
32 meds.
Yep.
That's insane.
And I met people I was going through that they didn't even know what the meds they were taking were for.
Didn't even know.
No. And so he got his service dog after his 6 weeks, and now he's on one medication a day.
Wow. See?
It's testimonies. This isn't fake. This is real people telling their stories.
It's real stories.
100%.
It's proof, you know.
Exactly.
What more do you need? Wow. Holy cow. That just That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it is.
It's mind-blowing.
And I've met people through the program.
It's needed. What you're doing is so, it's so needed. It's
and people need to know. Yeah. And I I tell people, if you're sick or like, just for example, you have cancer, some people use chemo, some people use radiation. Different things work for different people. So why can't the veterans be afforded the same?
Right.
You know, if they choose, like I chose personally, not again, I have nothing against medicine. I will take a Tylenol or anything. But when I started my journey in 2021, I just didn't want to be a zombie to all of that because I was still a mom. I was still active duty Navy. So I wanted to be present. And so I chose the route I did that worked for my life. But veterans should be allowed to have that opportunity. We met these people in person. So it wasn't just somebody who wrote a thing. And the thing with the ganglion block, we met two veterans and it completely helped them.
Ganglion block. And what is
it? I think they put this shot. I'm not 100% sure, but I did have the website with me, but that's in our newsletter too.
Subscribe to the newsletter, people.
It's something where they do into the neck. I don't know if it's just shot or whatever, but in the nerve, and it resets your fight or flight mentality. And both of the veterans that we spoke to and their spouses said that they saw significant change. Now, this can last, they said, for years, or you might have to go back 6 months. Yeah. But the reason I put the resource in my newsletter was because the one resource, they pay for it for veterans. So it's an expense, but this company or this nonprofit
will cover.
Cover even travel expenses.
Yeah.
So that's how much people are wanting to help.
Help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to make sure people know.
Things are in place. It's just getting the funds there.
Exactly.
You know, to these veterans, to these servicemen and women. So, shout out to, I look it up, Matt Carpenter. Hope it's all right. We mentioned you, but love to have you on, sir, if you're listening. Definitely would like to learn more about Ibogaine. I think we're saying it right.
Yes.
But because I think it is important. It's like knowledge, right? The more you know, and the better you can make your own choices, right? At 100%. The end of the day. Because who wants to be on, because that still blows my mind, 32 different kinds of pills for the rest of your life.
Right, you know? Exactly.
Yeah. I definitely want to talk about, you know, Trigger 22 isn't just apparel. It's a movement. It's letting people know they're not alone. Again, how do you stay grounded when you're facing like overwhelming odds of, you know, the VA will help, but it doesn't help to the fullest. And people are on 30, like you mentioned, 32 different kinds of medication.
Yeah.
Like, how do you stay motivated?
Yeah.
And again, it's more than just an apparel brand, but that's the vessel to get the message out.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I stay? So we get the opportunities, and that's one of the things. I never say no to opportunities, even if they're uncomfortable. Like I said, going to DC or Northwest Battle Buddies offers me tons too. To go with Shannon, the CEO and founder. I'm the only veteran that has a service dog that is the vice chair of the organization, and so even though it may not be something I'm super comfortable going and talking or doing, I never say no.
Yeah.
And I think that's how I stay grounded, is sometimes putting yourself in uncomfortable positions, you know, keeps you going. And then seeing the impact, small as it may be, sometimes it's just one, you know, but I always tell people it's one person that we've helped and we've succeeded for the day, you know, and I'm so thankful. But also what keeps me grounded is the people. This community, the support. Without the support, and I mean this with all my heart, and all the customers who buy from us, I couldn't do it without you. I tell people that all the time, and I thank them because I can't do it alone. And that's why all of these other resources and people in my family that support me, and like these people who have come together to support the cause, even if they've never served, just to help because they have someone in their family or they understand it or they have PTSD from something completely different. It still resonates with them.
Yeah.
Everybody has darkness at sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what keeps me grounded in all of this to keep going, is because it matters to people other than me. And when I see that matters, and this, you know, flood of everything and the stories these people share, I have had so many stories where people will come right up into our tent and they will break down for 40 minutes and just cry.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said for that. You know, veterans are very proud people and, you know, very, very tough. And we're, you know, we're kind of bred to be that way, and you have to be. But I always tell people, we are human first. You didn't come in the Navy as a chief. You came in as Rebecca Gundrum. That's who I am. And so I don't want people to forget that. But the stories that people share with us and how that brings back to why we're fighting for what we are is so impactful to me. And sometimes I'll go home and I'm like, that was heavy. Today was heavy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But we did it. You know, we did it. We made another day. I've had times when we're at shows and I have a complete PTSD attack. And I have to sit in the back and I have to get it out, you know, get through it and stuff. And then guess what? I'm back at it.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting. You know, they compare sometimes these PTSD attacks to like running 10 miles, you know, in your head. You're tired and it's a lot. But I really believe like in the Navy and all the branches, a lot of it, you have to keep going even when times are hard. So why would I quit now?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
This
right,
is
exactly.
Something that's so near and dear yes. to my heart. And, you know, I never knew I was going to be down this path. Obviously, we never know. But now I know exactly why I ended up where I did. I was in the United States Navy and deployed as a yeoman, which if you don't know is a secretary, and deployed to a combat area in Iraq with the Army and wore their uniform. But now I know exactly why I did that. And that's because I'm sitting here today and we're doing the mission, what we're doing with Trigger 22. So I will never quit. Yeah. I will never quit. As long as I'm good. Able to do this, because I really do feel like it matters and yeah. I truly, truly want to help other people. So, that's how I think I stay grounded. And then I pray a lot,
yeah,
just
you
ask God
faith,
for strength
right?
and,
yeah.
you know, and just to use me as a vessel for, helping other people and just, you know, to talk through me, to help God. Cause I always tell people I'm not a therapist. I'm just a screwed up vet, you know,
yeah, right.
but I relate to
Alex,
it.
You're
yeah,
not screwed up.
But you know,
we're all a little quirky in our own way. I like that. The screwed up vet.
But,
yes,
you relate
right.
to people then, and they
yeah.
want to talk to you. You're
yeah.
a veteran. You understand me, right? That's another thing. It happens.
Yeah.
Counselors and stuff, such a stigma. I love counseling and counselors and what they do for us is amazing. But a lot of people just don't feel the connection,
mm-hmm.
but you come into somebody that, oh, you served too, and then all of a sudden it's a conversation, you
yeah.
know, and
you can
and
relate instantly,
100%.
Right? Yeah,
and
yeah.
my father, who is a complete recluse most of his life, you know, from the Vietnam War, he will come to the VA in Lebanon, and I had never seen that man talk so much in my life.
Good, yeah, yeah, because he feels like probably at home, you know, with his
belongs.
Community, exactly.
Yes,
back to community,
they speak the same language,
yeah. And it's interesting that you mentioned, because I've said on previous episodes how sometimes here at the podcast, you know, again. Guests and people from all different walks of life, right, will come on and sit in the guest chair and share their stories. And sometimes I'm meeting them for the very first time, like we met back in 2023, and just how people will open up. And sometimes I say, like, you know, sure, I never served or anything. I don't want any listeners to think that, but, you know, I'm red, white, and blue the whole way through. And, you know, I'm very proud of our country and what we stand for and everything about what we do. And I know, you know, it can be controversial, I guess, to even say that or think that way, but, people have sat there and it's almost like a therapy session, because you can get something off your chest. You can find your community, you know, you can,
absolutely.
Yeah. And it's just like a chance to let it all out, you know, because no one wants to hold it in. And like you said, you're dealing with very overwhelming high levels of emotion. You know, the saying is 22 a day, right? 22 veterans commit suicide a day. How can we make an impact, and how can we lower that to 20, 19, 18 until it's eliminated,
right.
you know, and how you stay grounded, like you said, family, faith, making an impact. And, you know, even just something as simple as your paintings, finding, and this is for anybody that's
yes.
suffering, but finding something, your outlet, whether it's creative, whether it's listening to music, whatever it is, going for walks, something as simple as going for walks,
absolutely.
You know, can make an impact.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you're not alone, and find your outlet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing too, with my paintings, and where that came from was, first of all, I started getting a lot, but when I put them out there, part of the message with that is find your passion and do
oh,
that
yeah.
because
yes.
people all have some kind of talent, and we get so caught up in the worldly negativity and stress.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've seen so many veterans that we talk to and stuff, it's alcohol, it's drugs, it's addictions, you know, and it just goes such down a bad path, you know? So if people could find that, what is it, whatever that is, like you just said, you know, and find your inner peace and just do that. You know, and we do try to advocate for that in what I do. And, I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
And if you can't talk to a counselor per se, or you feel like you can't, holding it in does not work. It is proven that keeping all those, what I always call the darkness or the demons inside, it's not working.
Yeah.
And we've talked to people last year around Christmas time when we did the show. Her husband was a great man. We met his parents and stuff, but he just couldn't hold on. and she was pregnant at the time, and he took his life. And when she came into my booth, I just hugged her and I said, "You couldn't have done anything different."
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that, you know, is so dark and stuff, but that's exactly what we're fighting for, to get ahead of that stigma,
right?
To get ahead of that before it gets to the end. Now, I'm no miracle worker, but I do believe if we all have a voice in this and know, and let veterans know, what you did was appreciated, and we thank you for your service, you know, instead of it being something controversial, you know, because we don't choose where we go. We don't choose the missions they give us. We're just told what to do, and you carry that out, and you do with dignity and respect, you know. And when you come home, you don't deserve to get booed or not thanked, you know. And a lot of the Vietnam era veterans that
went
through
that hell,
100%,
you know, they were in hell over there, and then they come home and they have to deal with that. It's like,
exactly,
that's insane to think about, you know. It's like, wow,
it is.
They sacrificed their lives, sacrificed almost everything, and you're gonna boo them?
Exactly. It's tough, right?
Yeah. It is. But I just, no one should have to deal with that after what they served, you know.
Exactly.
What advice do you have for veterans who want to start their own business, or I think maybe even more importantly than starting their own business, find a new identity after service, right? Because I've heard from previous guests that are active or you know, they're out there, they're veterans, that, you know, what do you do when you come back? Because your whole life is trained to execute a mission or do your job, and now you come back. So what do you do?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I would say for anybody who has a passion or feeling to start or do something, do it. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't and then sit the rest of your life wondering what if, that is such a horrible way to live. I'm an all-in type of person. So, you know, feet first all the way. You never know. And you don't know the outcome. I have no idea still where trigger's going. I mean, I can't predict that. But I have zero regrets on what I've done. And, you know, trying to transition from military to civilian, I honestly didn't have as much issues as some, but I wasn't married to my career. It was just something I did.
Yes,
very proud to serve, but I wasn't like gung-ho, I'm in the Navy. It was just something that I did, and I wanted to serve. So my transition out wasn't as hard, but it's funny because I keep it with me. And now that my son's in and my son-in-law's and stuff, I look at this mission that we're doing, not just for our past, but for our future.
Good point. I don't
want them to have the same stigmas and go through the same things. So I would say if you're a veteran or you want to be an entrepreneur or start something, make a change, do it. Because it takes a small voice to move a mountain. And I believe that change can happen. It's hard and it's a fight. Like getting these service dogs for veterans through the VA ain't going to happen overnight. But we got to Congress. We got those stepping stones. It took me 4 years. But Purina, shout out again, are amazing advocates for veterans, if you don't know. And they, in fact, a couple years ago, Trigger was in the running for the top five. He was top five for the service dog of the year through Purina.
Let's go. Yeah. Top five. That's
he
awesome.
He should have won. No.
Yeah.
But they do a lot for that. So, yeah, and finding your way out. I mean, that's what I think is important, too, when you're going in the service. In my opinion, like I told my son, you're going in there to serve your country and to give yourself. But don't forget who you are and where you came from, because it matters.
Yeah.
It's going to end. And we always told that as leadership. We always told our people, if it's 4 years or 40 years, it's going to end at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So stay true to whatever you're looking to do, you know, and come out on the other end a better you.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to wrap it up.
So I would just like to say thank you again, Sully, for having us. Seriously,
you're
awesome.
Very welcome.
Love this show and love what you do. And thank you everyone out there who has continued to support Trigger 22 and support our veterans. We need the help. We definitely do. So if you can just keep them in your thoughts and prayers, especially this time of year, and do buddy checks. You know, make sure your buddies are good out there. But it is my honor to do this mission, and I just am so grateful. So thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're always welcome back.
Yeah.
We'll run a part three, and I do love that. I think when I get home tonight, I'm gonna make a group text and call it what is it, buddy check?
A buddy check.
Buddy check. Yeah, because you're right. I mean, everyone goes through dark times, and it can't hurt to check on your friends. So, you know, Rebecca, it's always powerful having you here on the show, because, you know, you're so raw, you're so honest, you're vulnerable, you know, and thank you for sharing, you know,
absolutely,
your stories and everything. But your commitment to your mission, It does. It brings real value to this community. Trigger 22 continues to grow because it's built on heart, purpose, and truth. And that shines through every time you're here. And again, you're always welcome back. Chuck, same with you. Maya, you're welcome as well. Trigger, you're always welcome back, bud. So if Rebecca's story inspired you, share this episode with a friend, leave us a review, and subscribe to American Grown Podcast for more incredible stories from the heart of our community. And a quick call to action for the listeners who want to support Rebecca's mission. I don't know why you wouldn't. And definitely purchase a blanket. There's still time to get it before Christmas, or at least get it, while it's still cold. Check the show notes for links to Trigger 22 for upcoming events and apparel drops. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors. A&M Pizza, authentic Italian food made with the finest quality ingredients, proudly serving the Lebanon and Lancaster area since 1980. Stop by their Campbelltown location today. You'll be happy you did. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today or give them a call at 717-450-4063.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.